This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A strip mall near the intersection of I-35 and 290 in North Austin is home to a Peruvian restaurant that used to be in the Highland Mall food court, but now has its own location at this place called The Link. And joining us to talk about Lima Criolla is Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
Interesting location, first of all.
Yeah, The Link is this development of an old strip mall, kind of in that Bermuda Triangle trapped between 35 and Highland Mall. You kind of drive by it on the feeder road to the freeway, and oh, there it is. Can't quite figure out how to get there, right. And then you've passed it, and then, yeah. But, you know, you use your Google Maps, and you'll find it.
Just curious, first, about this shopping mall space. It's kind of vacant right now. I think you were writing?
There's some things popping up in it. The Marquesa Cinema, which is run by the Austin Film Society, which I obviously love, is there. They also have Vivo Mexican Restaurant has relocated there from the east side. And the second Easy Tiger is going to be there eventually. So they've got things slated to join, but so far it still feels kind of empty. It's gotten a facelift, but it still feels kind of like a scene out of a documentary about the subprime mortgage crisis in Florida a few years ago.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Lima Criolla. First of all, for people unfamiliar, explain what Peruvian food is. What do people eat in Peru?
Well, Peruvians consider their country a great food mecca, and it has a lot of influences. Of course, Spanish. There's also French and Italian. There's even a lot of Asian influences, Chinese and Japanese. So you're really getting a mix of a lot of things. There's also a lot of potatoes, a lot of peppers, and one of the better dishes there, you're going to run into several different kinds of ceviche.
What did you like there? You mentioned the ceviche.
Well, the ceviche limeño, named after Lima, is a nice ceviche, especially if you can handle tilapia being the fish in your ceviche. There's herb-flecked tilapia with these red onions, and the real big flavor profile is all this lime juice that's kind of colored by this soft sweet potato that sits on the side of the plate. That's a nice bright dish. And there's also, as I mentioned earlier, with the Japanese influence, there's a tirarito style of ceviche, which is actually kind of like sashimi almost, the way it's sliced and it's slathered with a bright sauce that really leans on that yellow ají pepper that's so popular in Peru. And it's served on top of this big rolling pile of Peruvian corn that you'll see on several dishes.
And what about potatoes? I love potatoes, and you said that they're...
Yeah, there's a potato staple dish that's really tasty. It doesn't look so great, but it's very classic. It's the papa a la huancaina. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And so you've got more of those ají amarillo peppers blended with soft white cheese and some evaporated milk to make this velvety sauce that covers these fork tender boiled potatoes on that dish. Very classic dish, not a lot to look at, but really good. And then they also make rellenas. They make these fried potatoes that are soft and crumbly, almost like a biscuit, and they're filled with nice juicy ground beef. So that's another potato dish you can get there.
Anything you didn't like?
You know, I wasn't crazy about the desserts, and kind of the service was a little bit spotty. I guess you can take the restaurant out of the shopping mall, but sometimes hard to take the shopping mall out of the restaurant.
So it had kind of a food court vibe in there?
It was kind of an upscale food court vibe. Our server didn't know a lot about some of the dishes, and the owner was the only other person in the dining room I felt she could have been referred to in that instance. But she was still very friendly. But it's nice to go to a restaurant where you're not sharing elbow space with a bunch of Instagrammers and quote-unquote foodies. So while not all the dishes are great, it's cool to see Osorio make the leap across the street. And of course, obviously, Austin can always use more diversity when it comes to our cuisine and everything else.
You can read the full review of Lima Criolla at austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Check out that Austin 360 section. Matthew Odom's the restaurant critic for the Statesman. Thanks for coming by.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.